بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت مولانا مسیح اللہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ من مجلس عن ہجرت ہجرت when a person makes hijra he goes through a lot of pain, lot of labor, inconvenience, all kinds of sacrifice he makes. Then Mahathir said, to the fazal of Allah, this came to my heart, that when a person lives in a house and after some time he decides to leave that house to go to another house, now that also now is a hijrah. It's not easy for him to leave this house to get to that house. He will go through all kinds of pains, all kinds of inconvenience. But you notice he do all those things because he wants that house. This house, whether is it that he does not like it, he doesn't realize that house. Now for that house he goes out of his way to make sure that all the sacrifice made. He even sacrifices sleep too. He sacrifices time also. He sacrifices food also, so that he can go to that house which he likes so much, according to what he wants. So Hazrat is saying that, just imagine from one house to another house you make a hijrah. So how much of pain and labor and stress and sacrifice he's taking to go into that new house of his. Likewise, we should also make hijrah of our inside and outside of ourselves. People talk of going for hijrah to America, Australia, all these places they go. Now they are going with not the right intention. They are going because they want to go, because they are fearing that they think that something else will happen better there. However, that was, by the way, just to tell you that a person has to make a hijrah from inside and outside. Now what is the meaning of hijrah of outside? The hijrah of outside is one has to change his complete way of life. He has to make a complete change of life. For example, now his wear of his clothing, his appearance, all those things were before un-Islamic. Now he is making hijrah of it, that he brings about his clothing to be according to Sunnah Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything now he does according to. Before he did not have a beard too, now he's keeping a beard. Now there's a sacrifice in there too, which he does not want to keep too, and he keeps it. So there's a sacrifice there. He does not want to change his clothing too, but he changed his clothing. You know, he goes through all kinds, what people will say, what that will say. But with all that, he still sacrifices to make sure he wears that kind of clothing, he changes appearance, everything. That the person sees him, says, hey, you know, mashallah. From far too, he sees you, tell him. You begin to make salam to him too. Many a time you find the person may not have a beard and no sign of Islam in him outwardly. And you pass him by, you don't know whether he'll make salam or not. And sometimes you see a person with a beard, they're not make salam, but he's not a Muslim. So, somehow you have to show your appearance that you are a Muslim, a mu'min. From far to a person sees you as a mu'min. Now Allah Ta'ala looks at the intention. The intention is only I must keep Allah Ta'ala and changing my way of life. I want to be without beard. I want to wear suit and tie. I want to wear all the fancy clothing, the western way of life. But that is what my desire is. But my sacrifice, I'm making hijrah now. I'm only doing one thing. I'm going to wear the right clothing that everyone look at it, I'm a movement. I'm going to keep a beard according to Sunnah al-Nabi Kareem. I will do everything against my desire to keep this desire. To keep it. Now you're going to carry on doing it. You do not want to do it, but you say, I'm going to do it. One is happily doing it, one is unhappily doing it. The happily person is fortunate, the unhappily person is also fortunate. The only thing is gradually, slowly, the sacrifice is made. He does not want to do it, but he still do it. Carry on doing it. The time will come that that path becomes very happier. But the big thing is, outwardly he has now made a hijrah. That now any person looks at him, will say it is a mu'min, the true mu'min. But this is only one part of the hijrah. The second part of hijrah is this, as he said, is this much? That is inside. The inside is this much, that is obvious, this much, that keep away from sins. Keep away from sins. Keep away from sins. That is hijrah, is something else. It is not something that is easy, it's a very difficult one. Man got a habit of committing sins all the time. Now that person, for him now, it's going to be very difficult to leave all his sins all the time. Example, you find Hadad Ibn Dabla rahmatullah alayhi, one person, he wanted to make hijrah to Makkah. Maybe he did not have the means to tell him to make istikhara, but he said, hijrah is that you must now, your inside, make hijrah of that. For example, you have pride in you. Every one of us have pride. Remember, pride is the worst sin. It's a sin that caused shaitan to become the fuel of Jahannam. Very few people will say, I got no pride. You are telling a lie. You are full of pride. When you come to know if someone tells you something, you get hurt. You get so hurt, that shows you got pride. But a person who don't have pride, he will make sure that if someone has to tell him something too, it will not affect him at all. So, people begin to say, I got no pride. But most of the time they got pride. You know, one sickness that will take years to go away, and that's pride. That is, a man may think he got no pride, but all the time he got pride. All the time he got. And one of the worst sin that is to look down at people. Arrogance. This is the thing, arrogance. So you make hijrah of this. That I must not have pride in me. I must take it out. I must not have pride, I must take it out. Now what's the meaning of pride and what is going up or opposite of pride? In other words, you must have humility in you. Humble yourself. You walk in the street, see a person, you don't make salam. Make salam to him. It's humility. Make salam. Don't look at who you are. Look at that. Why did I want not to make salam to him? For what I don't want to make salam to him? It's because either I think he's younger than me, or he's poorer than me, or he's nothing to me. But there you see, I'm going to make this call. Hijrah, you call, I'm going to make salam. I'll make salam to him. For make salam. I will go now to my house. I had a small misunderstanding. I misunderstand the wife. Now you bend the door and walk away. Where's the hijrah? The hijrah is at that time you make salam. Humble yourself. What she does is not my problem. What's your problem? What you do? You make hijrah at that time. See, I make hijrah. My hijrah is my pride and arrogance telling me not to make salam. I want to make salam and go. And you make salam and go. And you go away. And you walk out the street and you walk out, you see an enemy of yours there. When you walk in, you look at that person, you know, you've got pride in you, don't make salam to him. He did something wrong to me. I will not make salam to him. You start walking, but you make salam to him because I do not want to have humility. That hijrah is you have to have all the time. That hijrah. Now you can see sometimes Allah gives you business. Now you get business, you can get a lot of money you make. Sometimes low, sometimes high. Now Allah Ta'ala want to see you've got hijrah in you, that when a time I do not give you much, so much as that what you want, do you make sabr or not? I did not give you that much. I want to see whether you got sabr in you. Today's business is wise, but do you make sabr? Or do you make sabr in the sense that, wallah, you know it is good. And you're not going to complain anything like that. That is called hijrah. That you take out that thing of being ungratefulness and to bring about gratefulness, wallah, I thank you. That humility comes into that you become, that is what's called hijrah. Every way of your life, every condition of your life, you bring hijrah. That you want to be most grateful, Allah. You thank Allah. You thank Allah. Not that today it is too little that you become ungrateful. Then you may suffer, you've got sickness coming. You do all kinds of medications, you do all kinds of things. In the end, you know, it does not work. You make sabr. You make sabr, so much of sabr you make. Even business you open, you do all the right things to do open a business. And thereafter your business fails, you make sabr. You cannot complain to anyone. Where's the humility? Where's the teacher I know? Are you going to complain to anyone? That person can do anything for you. Can change the situation. No one can change the situation. You are looking for a job. You ask, you put in your CV there, everywhere you put in, the whole world you put in. Nothing comes from there. So what about you? You will get despondent and get this hurt about you. You're supposed to make sabr and say, Allah, you know best. That condition of hijrah, you call it, in your heart of heart, you bring that condition of hijrah at all times. That humility must be there, sabr must be there, shukr must be there. These two conditions must be always with us. Sabr and shukr all the time. Every moment you have to make shukr. When you got a sickness to shukr, you will get well to shukr. Sabr everywhere. That these things are called, what you call, you make hijrah of life. Secondly, it's very important to make hijrah of your anger. That is the most important thing. The most important. Hijrah of your anger. That you're getting angry. Every moment you're getting angry. You get angry every second, every moment you flare up. That is it. That is a sickness. Now if you are a true mu'min and you want to become more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you make sure that you make hijrah of the anger of it. You fight yourself, sacrifice, labor yourself. All through the time you go to all different conditions, you fight and fight and fight. Let me tell you, an old sickness takes long to put right. You know, now a sickness of a person that for so many years he got arrogance in him, got anger in him, temper in him, bad temper. Now if he wants to put himself right, every day he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm weak, take this out of me. And he works toward him. And besides, without the father of Allah or the assistant of Allah Ta'ala, no one can get anything. You can't get anywhere. But you make dua, but you put yourself right. You can't be every day doing wrong. I know of a person, bichara, his wife is complaining every day, she's crying, she don't stay in the house. Because he's doing everything good, but he's doing bad also. He's doing bad also. So you do not call that good. Then how that he has to make hijrah of that anger of his. He keeps a happy one day and then the 10 days you are very unhappy. Become very angry, you know, become arrogant. What things I say, what must I tell you? Many homes they do that. Like you know one person, he's got a habit of going to the house, the food is not ready, khalas. He finished what he heard in the majlis, what he heard is that majlis has gone one side too. What is that to tell you at that time, how much of sabr you must make? Now this is what you call making hijrah of your inside. Your hijrah of inside. That all the time you're going, you went to the house, the food was not ready, do not sit down there, make hijrah, walk away from it. Do something, but do not flare up. You flare up and then after that you say sorry to someone. Is it right? You hurt someone's feeling and then you say right. Tell me, that person knows he can't go anywhere else, she didn't cry a little bit. Allah Ta'ala will say. We do not know that these are things, they're not small, they're big things. It even surpasses people with nafil namaz too. It surpasses people with nafil roza too. A person may not keep nafil roza and nafil namaz so much, but he's got these qualities in him. It surpasses everyone. What is so? This is what hijrah is, as you say. Hijrah is supposed to be like this. That you bring about, as Hadim Dazan said, that you must bring about this condition, that humility must come in, pride, humility. Everything you must bring must be opposite. The good qualities must come into you, the bad qualities. The Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the outside of the inside is this much. The La tamud danna aynayka ila ma mutana bi azwajin min zahrat al hayat. Now this is tension to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim was masoom. He was a Nabi. He will even look at the world, he will not even attract him to. He was, Allah Ta'ala made him like this, and that world will not attract him at all. Allah Ta'ala telling him that do not put your eyes to those things, means we must not put our eyes to. We must not. Now today we have put our eyes so much to the world to that extent, that we have no more feeling for next person. We have no feeling. Now what happened is that we are full of greed has come into us. Greed has come into us to that extent, that we don't, that's what he's saying, that this is what is wanted of your inside. Your outside is, your appearance very nice, mashallah. Everyone can see you, but the inside, no one else besides you, Allah Ta'ala. You don't, no one knows your iman, Allah Ta'ala. So, your inside must be of that kind, that you must not have any kind of greed of anything. When you look at a non-Muslim, then Allah can say, I put the non-Muslim into fitna. No, you don't glance your your eyes to them, the eyes pointing to fitna. Now when you look at them, they will also fall into fitna too. So do not look at them too. It is also one kind of hijrah then. Do not look at others, the non-believers, and what Allah Ta'ala is giving them, and you also become part of it. So once you become part of them, then you must know you're looking for trouble. And it's been told to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that how much we have to be careful. When he's masoom and he's sinless, he does not commit any sin of any kind, Allah forgive him. There's no sin at all. Then he's been told, do not cast a glance at how much we have to do. Today this. So that's also a call of the hijrah. Hijrah must be of all kinds. But the most important hijrah is what I'm talking about. Is this much. That the bad qualities one has in him, that pride. That pride must be taken away, humility must come. And you must never say to anyone, I got no pride. The moment you say to anyone, you got no pride, you got the most pride. One person who had him, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat. The Thanvi told him, why you got pride in you? A sheikh told him, Hazrat, I got no pride. Hazrat just kept quiet. Because he's not insulting him, he's telling him, why you got pride? He said, we're all sitting here, let me tell you, we got pride in us. If you see a poor person sitting next to you, you don't look at his face too. If you see a small person next to you, you don't look at his face, you don't make salam to him too. If you see a boss, when you're walking past a small child passing by, you don't make salam to him, that's not pride one time. What stopped you from? But you see a big motor walking, you make two times salam, not one time. What I'm trying to tell you, that you come to know of your own self, whether you got pride or not. When you walk in the street, you see a person who's standing in clothing, you look at his feet, you turn away, you don't make salam to him. But a person who walks in the street, you make two times salam to him. What I'm trying to say to you, you do not even know you got pride in it. Sometimes at home, the wife gives you some food to eat, the way you take off with it, you just because of pride. You took off with a very badly. It is because of pride. You didn't realize that this is pride also. So pride is something, like even you sit in a mosque too. When you sit in a mosque, next another person comes, poor person, not well dressed, shabbily dressed, he comes and stands next to you. Hey, what this man stand next to me for? What this man stand next to me? Why? That's pride. If that's not pride, what it is? What is the reason for you to come? And yet he may be more close to you than Allah Ta'ala. He may be more closer to Allah Ta'ala than you. May let me one to Allah accept it. Allah does not look at your appearance, Allah talks about in your heart. So we don't even realize that we got pride in us in so many times. Pride in this sense also this much that, you know, I want to perform namaz. No one else must perform namaz. I must give talks, no one must give talks. I must be in the front line, no one in the front line. All that is called pride. I want. Why that person been given the opportunity, not I know. So these things people do not understand, that these are the things that bring about in man. They did not. But the same this was the hijrah, bringing our shukr in you, bring shukr in you. All the time, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, then the humility comes in. Humility is very important, to be humble, to be generous. A person got greed in him. You know what greed, how bad greed is? When greed creeps into a person, then you become a miser too. Become a miser. So these things, when they come together, then these are called make hijrah of these things. Because greed in you, give it out. No, give it out. I'm not saying the whole thing. Give it out. Give it out. Let them enjoy too. Be generous. Be kind. Generosity. Be very kind. All those things you bring in yourself. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, month of Ramadan is coming. You know how generous he was. The whole year is generous, but his generosity in Ramadan was something else. Beyond. Alhamdulillah, a lot of people in our society, they are very generous. But they must be generous for the family first. The families were poor. They say, when you give zakat also, you give zakat to your family people first. What are you, giving everyone else, but your own family person is suffering, but because they cause some harm to you, you don't even look at their face. Whereas it's important that you give your own family people who are in need, they give them first. Give them first. There's one incident taking place at the moment, so they come and tell you again the incident, that they were strong. If they are very generous for all the widows, all the people who want to get together, give some money towards them. Don't worry what's happening, but give you a generous person in the month of Ramadan. Take out all of your so much of God. One drop from there, take all, get together, and give the poor people. Give the poor widows who are waiting. Whatever is happening, just by the way, but what the widows are there, everyone there, take out all whatever so much. But you're not fighting for the widows, you're fighting for yourself. If you are fighting for the widows, then really you think you're concerned, you know what? They're poor, what's going to happen in Ramadan? They've got no money. Let us all get together. Let's put one drop. For example, for an example, you put one couple millions, if you get one million from there, you only allow to. But not few people won't get together and think, let us do together that. And give to the poor people, that poor, you know, bewa, the widows, they're talking so much about. Put them, give them something. At least the Ramadan will be wonderful too. Their life will go wonderful. But who's thinking like that? No one is thinking. Everyone thinking for themselves. Everyone thinking for themselves. They use the term that for the true thing is all for themselves. So generosity is something else. Greed is something else. Miserliness is something else. To be a miser, Allah never become a miser. Miser is something. Confused aadmi, God Muslims will keep. Confused aadmi, he will be the worst person to punch. Why miser is miser upon himself also. Just imagine a person miser upon himself. You won't give ice in winter to a person of that. So just imagine you find this kind of people. So miser. You know, when Allah Ta'ala created Iman, he brought what? Sakhawat. Sakhawat is a very big thing. Sakhi. Sakhi means generous. Be kind to him. Be generous. Give to him. You know, when a beggar comes to you, don't look at who he is. If you don't know him, you give him something. If you know he's a professional, you're going to give him. Don't give him. But don't look down at him. You know, because of Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, when he came out of the mosque on a day of Jummah, and he saw a young person very, very well dressed. He looked at that person and for a moment just crossed his heart. Hey man, this one is so young. You know how we do? Hey young, but what are you doing here? You're supposed to be working now. You don't know what his life is. You're going to tell him, yeah, what's wrong with you? What are you begging here? You're going to go and do work. You say young, you're strong. So this cross his heart is young person, is what? We must not think like that. We must not say anyone to. If you don't want to say someone, you don't want to give anyone anything, don't give. Hazrat Malik, your good office. But do not belittle him. Do not run him down, because Allah Ta'ala can turn the table to. Allah Ta'ala, Mahazrat told us that incident of that person. When the beggar came to the house, the wife and the husband eating so nice food. The beggar begged, he opened the door and he took that beggar to task. He gave him a long, what thing he told him? What's the beggar, bichara? He was a true beggar. He said, Allah Kareem. But Allah did not like his way how he behaved. Allah Kareem changed the table. That this beggar became the owner of all what he owned and he became a rich. I'm not going to go into the history of it because you all know the story. Just to tell you, remember, if you don't give a beggar something, don't worry, but do not give him a long story. Don't go and tell anything. You rather keep quiet because Allah Ta'ala is looking in the gate. A miser is the worst person. Allah Ta'ala created Iman, Sakhawat. Allah Ta'ala kufr, miserness. Allah will protect us from this. So this is what you call hijrah. Hijrah means to take those things out of you. If you got in you bad habit of being miser, give it out. Learn to give that. I must give. Learn to give. That is called hijrah now. Not that to hold back to it. I got anger, I must become kind. I must be good, I must hold my anger. No one says anger won't come. But learn to control your anger, not to burn faster. People are just, you know, flaying up, taking their anger out on the wrong people too. Sometimes you got a problem with this person, you think they're problem anger on someone else. You think Allah Ta'ala look at all this. We'll look at it, we won't get it. So these are the called hijrah. You get to try to bring about kindness in you. Try to bring about shukr in you. Try to bring about sabr in you. Do not say anything out of turn. Your eyes, sabr also. Your eyes is you going everywhere else. You make hijrah of it. They're not going to look at the wrong things. You make hijrah. But for example, you've got the axe in front of you. Then no, you don't have to go anywhere else. The axe is in front of you. When you go sit in a car, you got the axe now. Make hijrah, I'm not going to look at it. That's for hijrah now. That's true hijrah now. I'm not going to look at it. No matter how much you look at it too, I'm not going to look at it. Make hijrah. This is what you call hijrah. Hijrah in reality is not to go from this country to another country. Hijrah to bring about a difference in your own life. Bring about a difference in your own life. Change your life to become more close to Allah Ta'ala. The bad quality that you have in you, Allah must take it out of it. You make dua to Allah Ta'ala and you make effort of it. And then you see the ears also, the same thing, hijrah of it. You listen to the wrong things, stop it. The zuban was the same thing, make hijrah of everything. Then inshallah ta'ala you see what difference you make in your life. This is exactly what we call hijrah. To make dua to Allah ta'ala, that whatever I've said, Allah ta'ala jamal kareem to afiq nasmi wa akul da'un. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wa salatu wa salamu sayyidina Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ahsin aqibata. In umuri kulliya wa jinnah min khizid dunya wa adabita. ربنا اتمنا نورنا وفينا انك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.